Health, they say, is wealth. This explains why the health insurance scheme is arguably adjudged to be one of the best social programs in Nigeria since the return of democracy in 1999. The program, designed by the federal government of Nigeria to complement sources of finance in the health sector, has evidently improved access to healthcare for the majority of Nigerians. The most significant impact, studies revealed, was on financial protection and healthcare utilization. As a result of this impact, governments at the state level have begun to replicate the scheme to cover more citizens and drive the country towards universal health coverage. The coming in of the states is playing a complementary role and has challenged the healthcare service delivery as well as the operational guidelines of the National Health Insurance Scheme. Though both aim to achieve the same mission, there are nonetheless differences between these two healthcare schemes. When the NHIS is placed beside the health insurance scheme in four states of Cross River, Edo, Lagos, and Osun, evidence shows there are differences in governance, benefits, implementation, and accessibility between the two categories of the scheme. For instance, until May 2023, when the National Assembly successfully passed the bill that rebranded the NHIS into the National Health Insurance Authority, making the scheme compulsory for all Nigerians, it had hitherto been overly formal sector focused, leaving out informal sector citizens like casual and domestic workers, artisans and vendors, in spite of the informal economy covering over 60% of the national GDP, whereas the health insurance scheme in the states on the review considered both the formal and informal sectors ab initio. The NHIS operates through various health maintenance organizations that are contracted to provide healthcare services. In contrast, the state's health insurance scheme are administered by the respective state governments, which have control over the program structure, funding, and management. Various subscribers under the schemes attested to their benefit, as these reports comes with comparative analysis of the NHIS and the scheme in the four states. In Edo, Evelyn Henry described the scheme as a laudable idea but bemoaned how enrollees are not being allowed to choose the facility of their choice under the state operational guidelines. Rather, the subscribers are allocated healthcare centers based on their locations. This is against the NHIS's practice, as well as Osun Health Insurance Scheme, where subscribers select their preferred hospitals among the approved facilities nationwide and the state, respectively. Similarly, Henry said most drugs given under the Edo scheme are general drugs and of less quality.
It's actually a good innovation by the state government.
I've had cause to use it to see my ophthalmologist concerning my eyes and my children, my husband, everybody's benefiting from it. The challenge is that the core drugs that you need for your ailment, they don't actually give you that. They seem to give you the cheaper ones, and the ones that when you take, they are not effective enough. The next thing, you have to still come back and get more drugs outside, or they tell you that this drug is not provided for in the health scheme. They can write it for you. You have to go out and buy it.
Orok Edet, a 41-year-old federal civil servant in Cross River State, complained of the same with the NHIS. Edet said NHIS was safe and good for Nigerians for removing the out-of-pocket expenses for medical care. He nonetheless highlighted the observable lapses, particularly on the side of the healthcare service providers. He said it takes somebody who knows his rights and familiar with the operational guidelines of the NHIS to beat these infractions.
NHIS is a fail-safe. Everything is complete. But the only thing in NHIS is that the hospitals sometimes shortchange the enrollees, which has to do with the healthcare facilities, which is the hospitals. So when you go to the hospital to get care, if you're not knowledgeable on the workings and the operational guidelines, you'll be shortchanged and frauded. And it comes in different ways. You could be frauded when you want to get pharmaceutical cares, or you'll be charged, you'll be given additional charges when you are getting the medical care. Otherwise, it's a beautiful scheme, but it's just that the enrollees are not aware of their rights, so the hospitals take advantage on them.
In Osun, Amina Adebare, a civil servant, said Osun's scheme was an advanced replica of the NHIS. Aside that it adopted the operational guidelines of the National Health Scheme, it expanded to include the informal sector and the vulnerable. Yewande Oluwatosin shared her experience with the Lagos State Health Insurance Scheme, explaining how she paid just 30,000 naira for a medical cost of 300,000 naira. She noted, however, that publicity about the scheme was low, as adding that many residents of the state are not aware of the scheme, how much more of the inherent benefits?
If they can be announcing on TV, they can go to offices and tell people about this LHIS, because most people does not know about LHIS, because it pays. If you want to do LHIS, you are not paying a dime. Depending on the years you want to do, I didn't pay a dime. With their drugs, you will not pay, it's free. They will still send their doctors to come and check on you. The bed is free. So it really pays a lot.
All in all, no scheme is inclusive enough to jettison the lessons from another. There are apparent peculiar benefits that one scheme will need to learn and adopt from the operation of another. Since none is omnipresent of the benefits of all, it is recommended that the states learn from the successes and failures of one another, including the NHIS. The same way the NHIS is expected to study the state's scheme for possible adoption of working practices. This collaborative report was brought to you by Usman Aliyu, Blessing Oladunjoye, Rashid Adebiye, and Umar Akwang, made possible by Nigeria Health Watch with support from the Solutions Journalism Network, a non-profit organization dedicated to rigorous and compelling reporting about responses to social problems.